The Russian Short Story. An Introduction. Volume 1. The Russian novel has a reputation that is immense, both in narrative and in length. Unquestionably, though, the ideas, themes, and characters make many novels rightly revered as world-class, as icons of literature. Perhaps an easier way to enjoy a wider selection of the Russian heritage, with its varied and glorious literary talents, is with the short story. These gems sparkle and beguile the mind with their characters and narratives, exploring facets of society and the human condition that more Western authors somehow find more difficult to navigate or to explore, explain, and relate to. The Russian short story is, in many respects, in a genre of its own. It is, at its captivating best, whether it's an exploration of real-life experiences through fantasy and fables, or onto total absurdity. In a land so vast, it is unsurprising that it is a world almost unto itself. Cultures and landscapes of differing hues are packed together, bound only by the willful bonds and force of empire. The stories in this collection traverse the decades, where one might be a serf under an absolute monarch, and the reality of that was pretty near to slavery, into an emancipation of sorts in the fields or towns, under the despotic will of landowners and the rich, into the upheavals of empire, and then the overthrow of the ruling class, and its replacement by the communists, who promised equality for all and delivered a society where the downtrodden remain the lowest, yet vital cog of the state machine and its will. Whilst Tolstoy, Gogol, Dostoevsky, Pushkin and Chekhov are a given in any Russian collection, we also explore and include Andreev, Korolenko, Turgenev, Blavatsky and many others, to create a world rich and dense across a sprawling landscape of diverse people, riddled with the class and unfairness in perhaps some of the most turbulent times that Russia has ever experienced.
The Queen of Spades by Alexander Pushkin. 1. There was a card party at the rooms of Narumov, a lieutenant in the Horse Guards. A long winter night had passed unnoticed, and it was 5 o'clock in the morning when supper was...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?